This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today urged people to celebrate the upcoming festive season with Swadeshi products and make vocal for local their mantra. Sharing thoughts in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani, Mr. Modi remarked that festivals are coming one after another in the coming days and GST Bachat Utsav is also going on. He called upon people to make the resolve of buying products that are produced in the country.
आने वाले दिनों में एक के बाद एक त्योहार और खुशियां आने वाली हैं। हर पर्व पर हम खरीदारी भी खूब करते हैं और इस बार तो जीएसटी बचत उत्सव भी चल रहा है। अगर हम ठान लें कि इस बार त्योहार सिर्फ स्वदेशी चीजों से ही मनाएंगे तो देखिएगा हमारे उत्सव की रौनक कई गुना बढ़ जाएगी। वोकल फॉर लोकल को खरीदारी का मंत्र बना दीजिए, ठान लीजिए हमेशा के लिए जो देश में तैयार हुआ है वही खरीदेंगे।
Gandhi Jayanti will be observed on the 2nd of October. Prime Minister Modi said Mahatma Gandhi always emphasized on the adoption of Swadeshi and Khadi was the most prominent among them. Mr. Modi urged everyone to buy a Khadi product on the 2nd of October and share it on social media with the hashtag Vocal for Local. Mr. Modi highlighted the feat of two brave officers of the Indian Navy who stayed at sea for 8 months during the Navika Sagar Parikrama. In today's Mann Ki Baat, Prime Minister spoke to Lieutenant Commander Dilna and Lieutenant Commander Rupa and said he was thrilled to hear about the tremendous courage they have shown. He expressed confidence that their hard work, success and achievements will inspire the youth, especially the girls of the country. Mr. Modi remarked that this 126th episode of Mann Ki Baat holds special significance as today is the birth anniversary of freedom fighter Bhagat Singh and singer Lata Mangeshkar. Offering tributes to Lata Mangeshkar, Prime Minister Modi noted that her songs stir human emotions and her patriotic songs inspire people greatly.
आज भारत की दो महान विभूतियों की जयंती है। मैं बात कर रहा हूँ शहीद भगत सिंह और लता दीदी की। अमर शहीद भगत सिंह हर भारतवासी विशेषकर देश के युवाओं के लिए एक प्रेरणापुंज है। निर्भीकता उनके स्वभाव में कूट कूट कर भरी थी। मैं शहीद भगत सिंह जी को आदरपूर्वक श्रद्धांजलि अर्पित करता हूँ। आज लता मंगेशकर की भी जयंती है। भारतीय संस्कृति और संगीत में रुचि रखने वाला कोई भी उनके गीतों को सुनकर अभिभूत हुए बिना नहीं रह सकता। मैं लता दीदी के लिए हृदय से अपनी श्रद्धांजलि प्रकट करता हूँ।
Prime Minister highlighted that the country will be celebrating Vijayadashmi in the coming days. He said this Vijayadashmi is special for another reason. This day marks 100 years of the foundation of the Rashtriya Swayam Sevak Sangh. Mr. Modi underlined that this journey of a century is as amazing and unprecedented as it is inspiring. Vice President P. Radhakrishnan today said that despite the diversity of languages and dialects, India remains united because it is bound together by dharma. Mr. Radhakrishnan said that the languages, literature and culture across the country share common values of expression and help in bridging divides. Addressing the valedictory ceremony of the third edition of the literary festival Unmesh, organized by the Sahitya Akademi in Patna, the Vice President said that events like Unmesh reflect the vision of Ek Bharat, Shresth Bharat. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has stated that India has a neighbor that is an epicenter of global terrorism, but India has confronted the challenge of terrorism since independence. In his address at the general debate of the 80th session of the UN General Assembly, Dr. Jaishankar underlined that for decades now, major international terrorist attacks are traced back to that one country. The death toll in the stampede at a political rally in Karur, Tamil Nadu has risen to 39. More than 50 people have been admitted to various hospitals following injury. More than 23 are receiving treatment at ICU. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from Prime Minister National Relief Fund to the next of the kin of each deceased. And that is the end of this news bulletin.